You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, it's great to be back, and Al, take it away.
Yeehaw!
Hey, it's Dave's Corner Garage, and as you know, I'd rather be here in Toronto than warm in Florida. So there I am sacrificing the sun and coming up here because I wanted to stand in the rain this morning.
And because you were afraid of the cold, you didn't go to Calgary last week either.
Oh, yeah, I was supposed to go to Calgary. It was minus 41 degrees, and then there's a wind chill factor.
Oh, on top of that?
Yeah, they wouldn't even let the penguins out.
Wow. That'd be minus a gajillion or something, eh?
Can you imagine? It's just insane. How do people live at minus 41?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
In close quarters to keep warm, obviously.
Well, we should talk to Trevor. We would talk to Trevor. You have any stores in... in Calgary?
We do. We have three.
You have three stores?
Yeah, they were closed.
Trevor Hutchison is joining us this morning from Crown. It's always a pleasure when Trevor's here because we find out stuff that we didn't know before. Raymond Chan, Canadian Automobile Association, known as CAA, is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about several topics. One, the cold snap and why you always have to wait when you call them because you didn't maintain your car.
And speaking of towing, we're going to be talking about the Towing Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Just so the people can know what their rights and privileges are when it comes to getting towed.
And what's going on in the towing business.
Besides towing operators getting threatened and...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's been
right,
ugly.
Yeah. Also in the news is going to be the auto show coming up next week. We'll start giving away some tickets. And speaking of giving away stuff, we're going to give away some stuff, Trevor.
Yeah, we're going to give away some floor mats.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect time of year to replace your floor mats or get floor mats in there to protect the
carpets. I love your
floor
mats. I mean, they are solid, solid, like the company.
I got to tell you, the floor mats are a big hit with our customers, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you know, you get to step on it.
Well, especially here in Canada, you know, you have to keep your carpets clean, right?
That's right.
There you go.
So do cars in Calgary actually rust?
They do. They do. We do a lot more heavy equipment in Calgary, but it's amazing how many people, and a lot of them are transplants from the east,
mm-hmm.
that get out there. And they insist, you know, I've got to get my vehicle crowned. I've got to protect it. You know, the difference in Calgary is that the temperature swing is so huge.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll have a day where it is, you know, 41 below. But in 24 hours, you could be, you know, minus two.
But that's what we're banking on. We figure when the two schnooks got off the plane, there might be a schnook waiting for us. We'd be in good shape. Listen, by the way, if you want to see us on air, go to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage. We do a live feed, and it's absolutely amazing because during the entire week, we get 6,000 and 7,000 hits mm-hmm. on that site. So if you want to see what we actually look like and be disappointed, I would be going to Facebook. I'll take us out. When we come back, we're going to chat with Trevor about Crown.
Exactly. If you've got a question about Crown, you've got a question about your car, maybe it doesn't start, we between Dave and myself and Trevor, I guess, we've got a million years of automotive experience, and we're here to help. Give us a call right now. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, we're back. It's Dave's Corner Garage. My name's Dave Redinger. I'm with Alan Gelman.
That would be me. I'm Trevor Hutchison from Crown.
Now, can we actually start with an email that came in, and it says the following. Trevor, I couldn't get in before Christmas. Can I still get my car sprayed?
Yeah. So the short answer and the long answer are the same. They're both yes. It happens to a lot of people is that they get tied up before the holidays come. You know, it may be, you know, they're too busy with work. It may be that they get sick. You know, hopefully some of them have gone away. You know, especially too for ones that leave, you know, the country, go down to Florida mm-hmm. for a number of months or, you know, try to get away. So you definitely want to get it done. The main thing is for people that have warranties, that's the tough part is that the way our warranty system works, if you come in after your anniversary date, that's the tough part for staying on.
Right. So if somebody comes regularly, gets it done at the same time every year, you protect them. You give them a warranty.
That's right. And they've got 30 days from their anniversary date. So especially for snowbirds, this is where it comes to an issue. So a lot more of them are now doing their vehicles in the spring because it doesn't impact on their lifestyle and what's going on.
Isn't it better also to spray it because it's warmer?
Well, that's just it. And that's the funny thing is actually it's the snowbirds that understand this better than just about anybody.
Mm.
You know, the other thing is, too, as they comment on is, you know, when I come in the spring, usually they get a cleanup because we're running promotions. They find that the technicians actually spend more time on their vehicle because the shops aren't as busy.
Sure.
They get a chance to talk to the owner. It really is a great time of year to go.
I wonder when you're trying to sell the product or somebody, you know, trying to sell someone on the Crown application, if they ever use that as an excuse and say, you know what, come October, I park my car and then we fly south. So I wouldn't need it, right? Of course, the answer is wrong.
Yeah, but that a lot of people that park their vehicles, that is exactly it. And so we do a lot of work through car clubs, you know, it could be the, you know, Miata clubs, Jag clubs, whatever it is. And that's exactly the people that do that with their vehicles that'll park them and tarp them. And so we talk to them about, you know, how are you storing your vehicle?
Right.
You know,
because in most cases, in a lot of cases, you know, we see where people will leave it in a wet, damp, you know, garage or driveway. And it's rusting worse than a car that's been driven.
That's right. So and so there's two types of people. There's some that we would encourage to spray it before they park it. Others, we encourage them to do it after they get it back on the road and they've gone to their mechanic to, you know, to get it checked out. Because a lot of times these folks are very serious maintenance-oriented people. And, you know, a lot of them do it in the spring as well.
You know, it's interesting. There's a movement from away from cars into trucks. So we're doing SUVs, we're doing pickup trucks, we're doing vans. These are you know, the service life of these vehicles is almost 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes so much sense. I just bought an 07 Chevy HHR as a utilitarian vehicle around the shop. It had a Crown on it from original. There wasn't one spot of rust on this thing. It was a pleasure.
If you even look at North American vehicle sales and you look at where SUVs, the crossovers are going, pickup truck market has always been very strong. But here, if you're in the 905 or the 519 or the 705, the percentage of SUVs and pickup trucks to cars, you know, is probably in the 65-70% range. Whereas when you come to the 416, you know, it's a little bit different, a little bit more smaller cars or higher end cars than it would be the pickup trucks.
As we're moving into hybrids and I guess shortly within the next 10 years, EVs, which are electric vehicles, you'll change your formulas? You'll keep up with that? Or how's that work?
Well, it's funny you mention that because we're working outside of the auto industry in the bus industry on that very issue. So TTC right now is testing 4 different manufacturers of fully electric vehicles.
Uh-huh.
So they've got buses that are on the road right now, others that'll be coming soon. And what the vehicle manufacturers are doing, and we're actually working with them right now, 2 of the 4 we work directly with, a third one we've started discussions with to try to help in protecting the electrical system in climates where they use chlorides and brines on the road and from the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be able to apply that technology to the auto industry. But one of the challenges in buses is the cost of it, because the cost of a fully electric bus compared to a traditional transit bus, you know, is anywhere from 30-40% higher.
Right.
What the companies are starting to look at doing now is actually leasing the batteries to the transit systems.
Oh, wow.
To bring the cost down. But for the companies, their money is really going to be in the battery packs. That's why companies like Tesla and that have their own battery companies, because that's where the money is.
And the service life of a bus, 25 years?
Depending on government funding, they try to get between 12 and 18. But when government funding drops, like in the 80s and 90s, it wasn't uncommon to see buses on the road that were 20-year-old buses and older because of the funding.
Yeah, people don't realize that the electrical connections turn green and the wiring actually degrades.
Well, sure. You see, when you had a bus that was diesel or gasoline, I mean, if you had some rust problem, maybe your taillights stopped working. In this case, it was an electric vehicle. You're talking about a complete breakdown.
Yeah, the whole system goes down.
Remember when we used to have trolley buses?
That's the wire was on top.
Yeah, the wire was on top. But there's nothing wrong with that.
It kind of worked. Until the wire came off.
Well, I don't know. Somebody decided they didn't like the look of the thing. Hey, listen, it's Dave's Corner Garage. If you go to Facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, you're going to see us. Call us up. Trevor's going to give you a set of floor mats for the next call on Crown. And it doesn't even matter. It could be anything you want to talk about. And when we come back, we'll talk more about formula changes all over the place. Alrighty. By the way, I was just looking at the paper this morning. You can buy from Young Steels Motors for $88 a week a brand new 2020 Escape. For $88, you can get a Ranger crew cab, and for $98, you can get a Super Crew. So just cut out coffee.
You're right.
I spend more money for coffee than $88 a week.
Wow.
You know, David, you going for coffee? Yeah, bring me a cup. And all of a sudden, it's $20.
$88 on coffee seems excessive in a week.
All right, Dave, I think we got a caller up for Trevor.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the fellow's name? He's from Stainer.
Wallace.
Wallace. How are you, Wally?
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Wallace, go ahead. You were talking about hybrids.
Okay, last winter, I went to the auto show, and I found the Mitsubishi Outlander hybrid plug-in, and I said I'd always buy something that ever came out where you could plug it in, and so I bought one. But then when I went to get it undercoated, the manufacturer said they do not recommend undercoating them because the electrical part is not protected. And I wondered if that was the same with all electric vehicles or not.
It's definitely not. And I think you used the correct phrase, Wallace, where you said the manufacturer doesn't recommend it. The interesting thing is that all of the vehicle manufacturers, with the exception of Volkswagen, when you go to one of their dealerships, will offer you some type of either undercoating, rust proofing, or rust protection. It may be in the form of an electronic box or something, but all of the dealerships are selling it. What they don't recommend is different from saying that you cannot do it and it will void your warranty. Volkswagen currently and their group is the only one that says it will void their warranty. But interestingly, they've had a number of corrosion issues that they've actually had to cover under warranty due to the increased use of brine on the roads in the northeast of North America. So it will not void your warranty, and you absolutely, if you're going to keep this vehicle, you should do something to protect it.
Wallace, did they try to sell you their own product?
Yes, they did in the first place. In fact, I'd even signed for it, and then they phoned me back and said, I'm sorry, the manufacturer will not allow us to undercoat that vehicle.
Fascinating.
It might have been because, see, if they're using any type of a product that contains solvents, it will adversely affect the electrical components if it gets on it and in the EV system.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, see, I brought up, I've always been using Crown, and can I use that? And they said, no, you can't use any undercoating.
Fascinating. Yeah.
And that was probably at the dealership, though, right?
Yes, it was from the dealership, yes.
Okay, now, Wallace, please don't hang up. Doug is going to take your number. We're going to contact you during the week, and you're going to go over to Al's place, and you pick up a set of mats once they come in.
Okay.
All right. They'll fit your Mitsubishi, and they weigh a ton.
Thanks for your call, Wallace.
So this sounds to me as if the dealership, for the most part, you know, they've got their own perspective on this, and you know, they're looking at generating more profit for themselves rather than really looking after the customer.
Yeah, it is a profit center. There's no question. And so what we tell consumers that when they call in, they've got a question exactly like Wallace's there, is we say, you know, contact one of the consumer groups like CAA, you know, or if you want, contact the manufacturer. Go right to the head office. Ask them to put something in writing so that if you ever do have a problem down the road, you could say, not only here's what I was told, here's what was written to me. Because then it protects the consumer. But unless you get it in writing, somebody saying anything to you.
He's not with us anymore.
Yeah, right. And it's like, well, do you have something in writing that substantiates that, or you misunderstood what we said?
Right. Well, we have the same thing in the service end where someone said to me, you know, I went to the dealer for an oil change. The car is only 6 months old. And they suggested that I need the following.
Yeah.
And if I didn't do it, it would void my warranty. And we've always come back and said, ask them to show you in the owner's manual where it says that specifically. You know, and in most cases, they can't because it's just made up.
Yeah.
Trevor, you guys are doing a big push in the northern states, like the Rust Belt.
Yeah.
Which is what, New York State, Ohio, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Michigan.
Michigan,
Vermont, New Hampshire a little bit as well. We've got great interest down there. And the climate is very similar to us here. The concept, so we've been down there for quite a number of years now, but I would say in probably the last, you know, 8 to 10 years, we've really spent a lot of time focusing on building up a dealer network. You know, we're now into the mid-40s of dealers, and it won't be too long, I would imagine, in the next, you know, 3 to 4, 5 years, we'll be at 100 dealers down there, and it'll be a large part of the Crown business.
Do you have people in New Jersey and New York as well then, right?
We do have some down there.
Well, I'm just wondering if they're close to the ocean where it's salty, it's
going to
be even worse.
Yep. Yeah. Salt water is a big issue.
Alan Weed's a dealership in Florida.
That's right.
You know, because the truth is airplanes rust down there.
Of course. Why not?
Right? I mean, I was talking to one guy, and he said boats and airplanes really suffer badly from the ocean.
All right. We've got to take a break right now. But afterwards, we're going to be talking to Ray Chan from the CAA.
Yes.
And that's about it. If you've got a car care question, by all means, give us a call right now. This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, a little story for you. Back in the 90s, I bought a Ferrari, an old Ferrari, which needed restoration, so I did some work on it.
Yes.
And the next step is I went to the CAA and I bought a premium membership.
Uh-huh.
Because my theory was I wasn't going to drive that car further than I could tow it home. So my range was 250 kilometers. Thank God I've never used it. And joining us is Raymond Chan, and Raymond is with the CAA. Raymond, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
I was shocked this morning when you were telling me how many service calls you guys do. It's just unbelievable.
So on a typical day, we're looking at about 4,200 rescues is what we call them each and every day in our territory here in South Central Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that number can fluctuate with the weather and bad conditions on our roadway. And last year, around about this time when we had a really bad storm, we saw upwards of 3 times the amount of calls come in. So about 12,000 calls per day for service.
Now, was that a case of, you know, collisions or people stuck in the snow or just that they won't start?
Well, it's a little bit of both. I mean, when it comes to cold weather, especially, that's going to have an effect on our battery. I don't have to explain that to you guys, but for the benefit of your listeners, definitely. As soon as the weather drops below towards 0 degrees, the efficiency of your particular battery in your vehicle starts to deplete. So it doesn't function as well. Your car is not as easily started. So we do have a lot of those cold call situations where our members do call in requesting for things like a battery jump start. But we also have other things as well where people may not have the proper equipment on their vehicles, i.e. winter tires, which are extremely important, and I do recommend those.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of spun out situations on our roadways and our highways as well. So we do receive a lot of calls for things like winching vehicles out of ditches.
Graham, you were saying you had 2.3 million service calls in a year?
So that number is it's 1.5 million service calls across our territory each and every year.
Wow.
So that's a pretty substantial number in itself. And you got to think about it being the largest not-for-profit automobile club here in Canada, we do receive the largest amount of calls in our particular territory. So we try and service members as quickly and as efficiently as possible. And as long as the weather's cooperating, we're able to do that. But there are some circumstances where we're not able to get to people in a timely fashion either.
And you also sell them batteries, right? I mean, if they're stuck and the battery is fornicated, then you'll give them another battery.
We do, yeah. So as part of that CA service, even if you're not a CA member, you're able to dial *222 on your phone and actually request for a battery technician to come out to your particular place, whether you're at home, you're at the office, or you're stuck somewhere on the road. They'll actually come and sell you a battery. They'll swap out your old one. install the new one for you. It comes with, I believe, a 5-year guarantee, and they'll even dispose of your old battery for you as well. So it's all taken care of for you there, right there and on the spot.
But at the same time, I mean, you guys are involved in trying to educate the public too, eh, in terms of their cars. In other words, you know, winter's coming. You got to get the car ready beforehand. Why do you want to wait? You know, like, in other words, you know, someone's lack of planning. Why is it all of a sudden your problem? Because, you know, your tow truck can't get there within 15 minutes. Well, it's because there was a whole lot of people had dead batteries that morning, correct?
Well, that's a big, big part of it, too. I mean, it's a great challenge to try and organize so many trucks across the province of Ontario to make sure that we get to all of our members and make sure that they're traveling and getting to where they are safely. CA actually responds to 71% of all breakdown-related calls in the province of Ontario. So 71% of all those dead batteries, all those people that are stuck at the side of the road are actually CA members. Our mission at our particular organization is that we're obsessed with member safety, and really we're on a mission to improve our arrival times to make sure that we service our members in a very timely manner, and that's our mission statement each and every day. And I know myself and my fellow associates try and live up to those standards as best as we can.
Well, towing is, you know, in the last little while, there's been a lot of stuff in the paper. There's been a lot of controversy and issues, number one, with tow truck companies, you know, fighting each other. And number two, you know, where the public is getting sort of, let's call it, hijacked by bad operators, and they're getting stuck. So you've helped the industry come up with a towing bill of rights, correct?
Yeah, we have. So we actually did a bit of polling a couple of years ago through Ipsos Reid, where we wanted to really understand what the public perceptions were around towing and towing services here in Ontario. And really what we found wasn't surprising. I mean, the top two results that came in out of that particular survey were that people were afraid that if they required the services of a tow truck, that they would be quoted at far too high of a rate, that they'd be charged too much money in the end. And their second worry was that they'd be waiting at the side of the road for far too long. So these are things that we've tried to work on and that we've tried to really educate the public with. And part of our advocacy efforts at the provincial level of government is we were able to convince all parties and have unanimous support of some of the consumer rights that are now entrenched into provincial law. So in the summer of 2018, we actually came out with a CA Towing Bill of Rights, and these are 8 points that are actually set in provincial law now. So things like you have the right to decide where to tow your vehicle and to what location unless it's otherwise directed by police.
So you could tow it home?
You absolutely could. I mean,
yeah.
You as a consumer have the right to tell the towing operator where exactly you want your vehicle towed to. So whether it's back to your home or whether or not it's to your preferred shop, those are your particular rights.
I think part of the problem, of course, too, is that, you know, when someone needs a tow, generally they're not, you know, they're in a funny state of mind. I mean, they were just involved in an accident. They're in certain cases, they're in shock. And if they've never experienced or have to gone through this, they don't know what their rights are or what they should be.
And the guy's telling them, you know, I got a buddy, they'll give you a car and, you know, you get all these things.
That, I just want to go over quickly. The number one, you know, right on your list here was that you can call CAA, for example, to pick your car up at a collision site, correct?
You can. So anybody can request their preferred roadside assistance provider, whether it be CA or another automobile club or your own private tow company. You as a consumer in the province of Ontario have a choice, and you can make that decision of where your vehicle wants to be and end up ultimately in the end, unless you're directed otherwise by police.
So in other words, if your car has been involved in a collision and it's not movable and it's on the street, yes, the policeman could direct the first tow truck, whoever that may be, to get your vehicle, you know, to the side of the road or into a parking lot adjacent to where the accident is. But at that point, you can tell them to drop the car, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, it's your vehicle. You have the right to know exactly where it's going to be, where it's going to be going, and what's going to end up with it. So when in doubt, make sure that you ask those questions of the towing operator. They're required by law to tell you if they're affiliated with any body shops, if if they are actually directed by police to take your vehicle where it actually needs to go. And they need to provide you with an estimate. They need to provide you with a quote of exactly how much this towing service is going to cost you. And this is by law as well. And one of the most important things that I think I need to mention as well is that you simply don't have to pay cash to these individuals. It is now by law that they have to accept multiple forms of payment, including credit card.
Fascinating. I remember we had a situation where this gal broke down with an old car worth $200. And she got one of those tow truck guys. He brings it up to the shop and he wants $800 for towing it off the highway. And we told him very nicely, you could keep the car because it's not worth it.
I mean, $800 seems like a lot of money to a lot of people, which it is, but it's not the largest amount of money that I have ever heard of with respect to a towing service.
Is that right?
We've had a number of people contact CA or either through the media that we've learned about where simple things like a flat tire has costed them upwards of $20,000 in order to get their car released.
Get out of here. Oh, yeah, because of the outrageous storage fees and stuff like
that. Absolutely. You're paying for the tow fee. You're paying for these extra charges like dollies and winching your car out of a ditch potentially. And then you're paying these outrageous storage fees as well to get your vehicle out of the lot. So the longer you keep it there, quite frankly, the higher the price is going to be. But really, as part of these towing Bill of Rights and these consumer actions that we want to get out there and making sure that people know what their rights are when they're requiring a tow truck, is that you have access to your vehicle as well. Just because simply your vehicle is towed towards a pound, you as a consumer have the right to access it during normal business hours to either collect your belongings or to take your vehicle out of the pound into your preferred auto body shop. These are your choices, and I just want to emphasize that and make sure that your listeners out there understand that they have choices and they also have rights when it comes to towing a vehicle here in Ontario.
Now, question, they didn't write them all down, okay, with everything we just talked about. If it's 11 o'clock at night, I'm in an accident, and I'm not sure, can I call you?
Well, you can.
And not you personally.
Sure. 555-1212.
Well, you can certainly contact CAA if you're a CAA member. And if not, I do encourage your listeners out there to contact their insurance companies as soon as possible, whether it be first thing in the morning or whether it be right then and there in that situation, because I know a lot of insurance companies now operate 24/7. So it's important that you get the proper and right information in front of you so that you can make the most informed decision that you possibly can. And if there's no one out there to talk to, I do encourage you to visit our website. You can go to www.towrights.ca and you can download your very own copy of your towing bill of rights, which I'd suggest that you keep in your glove box. It's a nice little reference to pull out. So if you do find yourself in that vulnerable and panic situation at the side of the road, you've got something to refer to and you know exactly what your rights are going to be.
Now, for the younger people these days who like to have an app, you guys have a towing app for cell phones as well, don't you?
We do. So,
I can look at the little tow truck and it's on its way to me.
That is a fantastic thing that we have. So if you are a CA member, we actually do have a CA app. You can request service directly from your phone. You can type in your location and where exactly you want to be towed to, and the app will provide you with an estimated time of arrival. You can actually see when the truck will arrive to your site.
So Raymond, I want you just to hold it there. We have to go to break. Would you stay with us for a few minutes because we have a couple of calls for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got a tow truck standing by, and we'll be back with your questions right after this.
Snap my fingers, and Alan just goes to work.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. My name is Alan Gelman. I'm from Glen Allen Motors, and beside me is the big guy, Dave Redinger.
Yep.
And we've got on the phone with us Raymond Chan. And
what about Trevor? You didn't even say hi to Trevor.
I was going to get to that. Throw me under the bus. There you go. Raymond Chan is from CAA. And Ray, we've asked you to stay on the line because we do have a call right now. We've got Joe in Port Perry, who's got a question specifically about CAA, I guess. Joe?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question about, I've been with CAA for years, and now they want pictures of the car. When they come, they want proof of insurance. It has to have it has to be valid plate and everything else. Is that the protocol now?
Are you referring to the tow trucks there, Joe?
No. I'm just saying that they're wanting pictures of the car now. I guess it's for their damage to see if there's any damage on it to prove if there's damage done in the towing process.
Oh, I see what you mean. So So you're talking about taking photos of the vehicle, perhaps before and after it gets hooked up for insurance purposes, so the adjuster can have a look at
it? Before, and then you want a proof of insurance. You want it, and it had to have a valid sticker on it.
Sorry.
It only had a trip permit on it.
Sorry, Joe, who was asking for this information?
Oh, the CAA driver.
Okay, okay. Now, generally speaking, Ray...
Because it had a trip permit on it, he wouldn't tow it.
Okay. Ray, can you address that?
Well, that seems like a bit of a unique situation, something that I haven't personally come across. I'd love to look into that a little bit further for you. But what I can tell you is that in some municipalities here in Ontario, there are towing bylaws municipally where they do regulate towing. So I know in some of those communities, those townships and cities do require the towing operator that's attending to the scene take pictures for both insurance and coverage purposes. That might have something to do with that. If you'd love to leave your contact information with the show, I'd love to follow up with you next week to get a little bit more details, and I can perhaps provide a little bit more perspective about your particular situation.
Great. So don't hang up.
What about the valid insurance and the sticker and everything?
All right, Joe, we're going
to have insurance.
We're going to look into that, Joe. We're going to look into that. Ray's going to get back to you. I want you to hold on for a minute.
Duncan's going to get your information,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah. And, you know, I did want to talk about a relationship that's been going on for many, many, many years, and that's between Crown and the CAA. You actually get a discount if you're a CAA member. And Trevor's nodding his head. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had an excellent relationship with the CAA, and in particular the South Central region for well over 20 years. I mean, I've been with Crown 27 years, mm-hmm. And you know, the CAA is such a reputable organization, and very honestly, a lot of our customers, our demographic, are the CAA members, mm-hmm. right? They're maintenance oriented folks. We run a year round promotion where we offer a discount that the CAA has negotiated with us for their members. But in June and July each year, mm-hmm. The best promotion that we offer with any organization is with CAA members that gives them a minimum of $25 off.
Wow.
And in some cases, they receive free applications, they win cash, and it's very well supported by the CAA members right across the
region. Don't we have a sign outside that it's approved shop by...
That's correct. That's right.
Ray, we've talked about towing, and now we've talked about this affiliation with Crown in terms of rust protection. But you guys offer other services as well to members, do you not?
We do. So we've got about 36 or so retail stores across the province of Ontario in various towns and cities,
mm-hmm.
Where we do offer services like home and auto insurance, travel medical insurance. There's live travel agents as well at those particular sites that can help you with your travel needs. So CAA's not just simply about roadside assistance. We do offer a range of different services, and Trevor touched upon one of the relationships that we have, and of course with Crown Rust Proofing and a number of our rewards partners, which people can search for on the internet. So it does pay to be a CAA member, I must say.
You know, it's interesting. I still remember we used to get those trip tickets, you know, like when you had to go to Florida or to Chattanooga, and they would have the maps all written out with the crayon and everything. It's all gone now. It's all Google.
Well, they still have some of it, I think, in stores, but it's slowly starting to be phased out. But yeah you're right. But partially with that environmental footprint and us trying to be a little bit more sustainable, we're turning to technology to have that done. But traditionally, that was certainly a very popular item where you could go into the store. Some of the associates there would be able to map out exactly your particular trip, suggest hotels and restaurant options. That option is available online right now, and it's still a very popular thing.
And you get discount in hotels and stuff when down.
All right, Ray, we do have to wrap the segment, but if they want to get online and look up CAA, how do they do that?
You can do so at caa.ca. It'll take you to your local and regional CAA club, no matter where you are here in Canada.
And what if you have a dumb phone rather than a smartphone?
If you got a dumb phone, you can dial *222 on your cell phone, toll free.
Okay, there you go.
*222. I didn't know that.
Ray, thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all right,
Ray.
Look forward to getting
much.
You on again sometime.
Alrighty. You know, 222s used to be for headaches. Don't you remember?
There was also a TV show called Room 222.
There
remember
you
that
go. Yeah, hard to remember. I never knew that. That's interesting. How much you learn? Actually, I'll tell you, we broke down in Virginia. We had our car washed away in a flood. I had to find a rental car, did it through CAA, and actually it was a check waiting for us when we got home.
That was an expensive car wash, eh?
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah. Actually,
you know, we lost quite a bit of money, but we're here. Anyways, when we come back, we're going to quickly go to the phones, get as many of that through as possible, and that's it. We're out of here.
We'll be right back.
You know, sometimes we get stories that we don't even believe. Anyways, Bob's on the phone from Scarborough, and Bob, tell us your story. You've never changed the fluids in your car?
I bought a 2002 Camry from a dealer. It had something like 8,000 on it in 2004. I've had it for 18 or 16 years, I guess. I've never changed the antifreeze, the thermostat, the transmission fluid, and it no shocks, and it starts and runs like a top. Just as quiet.
I can't believe that.
Do you actually change the oil periodically?
Oh, yeah, I change it regular. I mean, I do it more excessively than it should be done. And it's so smooth, and I'm just considering, like, I mean, it's a second car, and I'm considering maybe I should do some of these things, but probably not much value.
What's the mileage on the car right now?
170,000.
If you plan on keeping it a few more years, I'd probably suggest that.
Rest, no. Right? I mean, I thought maybe I'd just drain the pan and the filter, and I think if I flush it out, it might dislodge something in there or put it
I think you're right.
No, I think, yeah, flushing would be way too aggressive. But the best thing to do is drop by a tranny shop, ask them to pull the stick out and have a look at it and see what they suggest. But, yeah, in especially with a lot of the imports, you can just take the drain plug out, drain the fluid and put new stuff in. That should do it, by all means.
Yeah, you're not diluting it too much, but enough just to maybe get some of the crap out the bottom, right?
Well, you know, plus, the other thing is that this is one hell of a great car.
Oh, I mean, it runs like a top.
It must be one of the best cars.
Yep.
In reality, they run them as cabs, you know, like in the States and here. They run the hybrids in New York City. It's one of the most reliable vehicles on the road.
It is. I have a Camry. It's a 2012 Avalon, and I wouldn't trade it for that. Like, I mean, it's not a good car. It runs very rough. It's a different engine, of course, but it runs very noisy, and it just doesn't have the pep that the other one has.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Look how much money you saved. Actually, that's one thing the Crown is always saying. How much environmental good are you doing by keeping these vehicles on the road?
Oh, yeah, you're not just the reduction of a carbon footprint, but if you think about vehicles going into scrap yards and that, when we keep our vehicles outside of 4 to 6 to 8 years, the financial impact is one, but the environmental impact is huge.
Well, yeah, exactly. Even though cars are, what, 95% recyclable now?
They're getting close.
Can I give them a set of mats?
Absolutely.
Okay, listen, hang on to the phone. We're going to get your number. And we'll arrange for you to get a set of floor mats.
All right, perfect.
See, it probably hasn't changed those since 2004 either. Yeah.
You know, speaking of changing, you know, cars change quite regularly in terms of their, you know, the options and different things that go into them. You guys have to stay on top of that, eh?
Yeah, our whole technical department, a big part of what they do is in getting new vehicle types in. When changes in body styles come in, when they started putting side impact beams in vehicles, knowing how to access them. You know, now one of the challenges is that many manufacturers are using much lighter metals, right? The idea is to get the vehicles lighter, more fuel efficient. But when that happens too, is you have different types of corrosion issues that can occur as well.
So because these metals are not the same?
Yeah, it's not like our vehicles. You remember the old heavy doors of the Oldsmobiles and that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, these were solid, much thicker metal, didn't have the same type of corrosion issues. So, we see different types of corrosion issues. So to keep up to date on this, there's probably 1,300 different model types that are out in the market in Canada.
So each of your dealers is educated, has a book or goes to a website and finds out that information?
Everything's online now, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's great. And then even though a lot of cars, for example, will have more plastics or have carbon fiber, they still have metal. So the similar metal is actually where, like you mentioned, causes the problem. Ford's came out with their aluminum box, and Yes, it won't rust. However, it will corrode. It's just a different kind of corrosion.
That's exactly it.
So, and the other thing is the build quality is so much better.
Yep, very much so. And so, you know, it's like anything that in helping people to understand the idea of not using a term rust proof, but using that it's maintenance. Really, you know, and people that keep their vehicles, you know, in excess of 3 or 4 years understand that if it's going to last, then we got to maintain it.
Well, you got to have for 8 years to pay it off.
That's right.
You know what? Thank you for joining us. Trevor Hutchison from Crown. We used to call him the Crown Prince, but we were told not to do that.
So, and if you want to find out your closest Crown dealer, how do you do that, Trevor?
You can go online at crown.com, or you can go the old-fashioned way at 1-800-267-5744.
And you can always call us on the hotline, and we can always help you. That's 905-567-5500. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. It's been a pleasure. We're going to be back next week. And I think next week we're giving away auto show tickets. It's cool. Auto show time.
And if you didn't get through today and you got a car care question, give me a call, glenallenmotors.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Drive safe.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.